For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I said today it was going to be about fandom, because to me, and I don't know, I mean, look, I'm a fan. I'm a Mets fan, first and foremost. I know all about heartbreak. I think Mets fans and State fans are, by the way, very similar. I know all about heartbreak and, falling short. But I also remember some special, special years. And I'm telling you that it makes the comparison, there is no comparison. The joy is so much more powerful than the pain when it comes to fandom. My friend Jay Kumar, who we have been known to go online and talk English Premier League football and U.S. national team, we're going to talk NC State fandom here because he is as big a State fan as I know. And the video you sent me from your house, like you and I don't know who you were watching it with, but the joy and the disbelief that this is ending in a Final Four run. Walk me through how you watched the game and just your emotions. You don't want to put you don't want to think too far ahead. How did you keep that out of your brain?
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I still don't really know what's happening. I am just kind of blown away. So that is, I watched the game with my best friend, best man at my wedding, roommate from the day one at NC State, Grant Kennedy. And both of us just, we were in tears. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it now. Like, I can't put into words what this means. My wife and I are expecting a child this July, and I'm going to be able to tell him that you were born and NC State's ACC champion, and they're in the Final Four, and the women are in Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably the greatest day in NC State sports history yesterday, between the two teams making the Final Four. It's special, and it's deserved for, I think, a fan base that gets a lot of stick from different media and other fans and has had to watch their two biggest rivals.
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. And that's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I've got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Blow past them and remind them that they're, you know, second class or not as good or shouldn't expect these things. And so when it happens, it's just special. And I don't know the words to describe it, but I'm just so grateful for this team and this moment, and you know, to happen in 2024. Thinking of all the great 24s that wore that NC State jersey, it's just really cool.
Very interesting. 24s like Julius Hodge, like Tom Gugliotta, right? Who are the other 24s?
T.J. Warren.
Oh my gosh,
24. Yeah, I mean, there are a number of names up in that arena that have 24 next to them.
Very nice.
And so it's pretty cool. It's just fun to see Raleigh be a state town It's always better when state wins, but it's good to see it be a state town. And I know there are a lot of Tar Heels and Blue Devils in town, but it's a Wolfpack country right now, and it's awesome.
It has been an incredible ride. I'm having so much fun with it. I started this by talking about how the power of the joy is so much greater than the heartbreak, because there's been so many times where it hasn't worked out. Did you feel that? Did you feel that the joy? I mean, overwhelmed moments of, I'll just say, despair.
It took it all away. I mean, the last however many years of fandom seen so many almost runs or thing or bad teams. None of it matters. I mean, the joy, as you said, it's just so much more powerful, and it's just so much more. I'm at a loss for words. You and I can talk for an hour about soccer, and I don't even say right now.
Jay Kumar is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What is your worst memory? What is the worst loss for you as a state fan?
Oh, God. I mean, where do I start? We lost by 51 to Chapel Hill. We scored 24 points in a basketball game, which I didn't even know that's possible. and we did that. I was on the front row to see Chandler Parsons hit that shot when we were playing Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw us lose to New Orleans in the Sidney Lowe era. I didn't know New Orleans had a basketball team. we've seen a lot. I saw that, this is an ACC semifinal. Alex Johnson push-off call to charge to end the game that probably would have gone on to maybe win the ACC title that year.
Mm-hmm.
The Tampa run in 06. 07 with Sydney's first year that got us all believing, and then like to fall short at the final hurdle to Carolina. I mean, where do I go? I mean, you got Freegi. I don't want to bring up too many bad memories.
I thought you were going to start with Matt Freegi.
I mean, we got that. We've got. I mean, it's endless. I feel like you could start anywhere, and you know what? None of it matters. We got to cut down the nets twice this year, and the teams we beat to cut them down are Duke and Carolina. Come on, man.
I said this earlier, and I'll keep you just like another minute here. Jay Kumar, longtime NC State fan. The fact I think the run began. This run began with the first win over Duke, the Thursday night ACC tournament win over Duke. Yes, obviously you needed the miracle to beat Virginia, but I think the belief began with the way you guys, I mean, really out-battled the Blue Devils to even get to Friday night to give you the shot to beat Virginia. That's where I believe the belief began, and maybe that helped beat Virginia the next day. Do you see that, or was it two nights later when you beat Carolina?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The belief, I think, began actually a little earlier than that. I think the way we handled Syracuse is nobody talks about in this run, but it was a dominant. I mean, we took care of business, and I think from that point on, that why not us mentality took over. The Duke game was kind of like, okay, we're here. It's really happening now. And then once that shot goes in from O'Connell. that was just confirmation bias. You're like, no, it's really happening. And then for it to be Carolina, and then of all the teams, I was looking at the bracket and I was like, just, I don't want to play Duke. Like, oh my gosh. And then it's Duke, and you work your way through it. And everybody was talking about, oh, what an easy run to the Final Four for Duke. They had an 11 seed, a 12 seed, and a 13 seed. Well, you got to get past them. And I think NC State the last 3 weeks has not played like an 11 seed.
No.
That's probably fairly seeded based on the whole season. But,
yeah,
man, they're playing confident, and they're playing as well as anybody in the country right now.
Oh, there's no question about it. Like, again, I keep saying this. Had State played with maybe more confidence during the regular season, they don't finish 9-11 in the league. They finish probably 12-8, maybe even 13-7. People think I'm crazy, but think about how many games they probably should have won based on the roster that they've got versus some of the, like, they shouldn't have lost to Syracuse twice. They shouldn't have lost to Virginia Tech at home. Like, this should have been a better team. It just, for whatever reason, wasn't. And when they get to, then they go on the run. So they got seated where they belonged based on their resume. But in the overall, you know, when you look at the team and the way they were capable of playing, yeah, way underseeded. They would have been closer to maybe a 6 or a 7 than they were an 11. So this was never going to be an easy game for the Blue Devils. I will let you go there. Jay Kumar, I felt your joy yesterday, and I appreciate you making some time today.
Yeah, let's go Pack.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new Go Cary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the Go Cary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the Go Cary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Go Cary, where getting there is just a tap away.